મહાપ્રભુ અને એકાદશી ડે શ્રીહરિ પાસરે હરિકીર્તન વિધાન નૃત્યારંભેલા પ્રભુ જગતેર પ્રાણ પુણ્યવંત શ્રીવાસ અંગન શુભારંભ ઉઠિલા મંગળ ધ્વનિ ગોપાળ ગોવિંદ મંગળ ધ્વનિ ગોપાળ ગોવિંદ નાવ ઇટ હેઝ બીકમ ડિફરન્ટ મોડ પ્રીવિયસલી ઓન્લી કીર્તન ગાર અવર વૈષ્ણવાસ ગો વેરી ગુડ વેરી ડુ ધ કીર્તન નોટ લેક્ચરિંગ લેક્ચરિંગ વાય આર ફોર અવર પ્રેયર નો લેક્ચરિંગ ટુ હોમ નોન ડિવોટી વોન્ટ કમ હિયર ઓન્લી ડિવોટીસ when they are devotees, why should they spare their time, spend their time on lecturing? With all this, kirtan, kirtan will plead the Lord. Kirtan, what it is? Kirtan, singing the glories of the Lord. Harinam Singh Kirtan, the name of the Lord. Divine name of the Lord. And that's well. Devotees doesn't want to preach between themselves. They are not preaching others. They preach themselves. They discuss. ભાગવત અને તત્કીર્તન ચિંતામૃત વૈષ્ણવ સંગીતે મન આનંદિત અનુખન સદા હોય કૃષ્ણ પ્રસંગ વૈષ્ણવાસ વિલ બી ઓલવેઝ વેરી હેપી બીકોઝ વેનએવર ધે કમ ક્લોઝ ધેન ઇટ They talk only about the Lord. They sing about the glories of the Lord. Today is Harivasar Tithi. A very high place. This is
ocean, ocean.
Ocean?
Yes.
This is the best ocean. It's
side.
This is not it's Atlantic.
Pacific.
Pacific. Pacific.
Pacific.
Yes.
Pacific Ocean.
West side of United States would be considered, yes.
No.
All
side
Pacific. Yes. We have got coconut trees.
Yes.
But the coconut is still very close.
Oh no, these are other kinds of
trees. One coconut tree should not be far away from other trees. But yes. Too close means no.
No.
It will never yield fruits. Because we are the people of coconut. A tree should always bear 200 fruits. Not very near. One should not touch the other tree.
Leave.
To distance you. Here, because it is near the sea, we may have so here it is only the temple alone. Only the temple here. Nurtya, not Nitya. Arambhela Prabhu Jagatyara Pran. Punna Vanta Srivasa Angane Subharambha. Udila Mangala Dhani Gopala Govinda.
Nitya Nandhi.
काल होइबे नस्तो
Yeah. It's not a time now, it's a time now, it's a time now.
아무도 모르지. 놀라. 하리바사라. 에카다시. 하리바사라. 하리바사라 day, all of us should sit together and sing the glories of the Lord. Mahaprabhu, for 1 year, we perform a sankirtan the night in the house of Srivas Pandit. As Srivas is one of Pantadattvas, and Srivas has given the accommodation for sankirtan, Mahaprabhu said that we shall start sankirtan. All the daytime it is a rest. Now night time sleeping is a rest. So we should utilize the night in the service of the Lord. We will do sankirtan. No non-Vaishnavas are allowed, only Vaishnavas. Those who are the devotees, those who have surrendered themselves to the Supreme Lord, such Vaishnavas as devotees are allowed. If any non-Vaishnava has come in, Mahaprabhu used to stop sankirtan. He say, no, I don't feel happy by performing sankirtan today. I don't feel happy. Why? There must be some extra person here. Many Srivas Pandit's mother-in-law was sitting in a corner of a door to see how they do sankirtan and dancing. Mahaprabhu asked Srivas Pandit, see that extra person, a small place, and who can hide? Yet he found out that mother-in-law is sitting. He said, you go out, go them out. The staunch follower of the Mahaprabhu and the strict follower and the devotee, Srivas Pandit. Then Srivas one day brought one fellow who was surviving fruit and milk. He asked often Srivas Pandit, just allow me, I will go and sit somewhere and hidden. Mahaprabhu will never see me. I will see sankirtan throughout the night. No. Immediately Mahaprabhu will drive you out because you are not a Vaishnava. Now he came. And Mahaprabhu asked Srivas, is there any extra person here? Then he said, yes, there is one yogi who survives on fruit and milk. Oh. Because he survives on fruit and milk, he will see my dance. Then, to avoid further, he came out and fell flat at the feet of the Lord. The Lord said, you don't think yourself supreme or great as others eat rice, dal and roti, you survive it. Food, fruit and milk, so you should be given a chance to see Vaishnavas dance and sing. No. What is your aim of eating milk and fruits? What is your aim? Then he could not give proper reply. Mahaprabhu said, no. Nitya nihane se hari mile to jaldan koi. Palamurkha ke hari mile to baduru bandarai. Srina bhakane ke hari mile to bahut mrgaja. Sri chod ke hari mile to bahut rahe hai khoja.
दूध पीकर
हरी मिले तो बहुत वक्त वाला मेरा कहे बिना प्रेम ना मिले नंदलाला तो obtained the blessings of नंदलाला not by penance you can get it. If you say that I always eat grass, I always take baths in the waters, I can become a fish. No, a fish cannot be a devotee. I survive on fruit and root, then all the bats, the monkeys, who survive on fruits, they will get it. Tri chodke hari mile to bahut vatsavala. I have no woman. I left off woman. A devotee. No, I will not be a devotee. There are so many people without wives. People think that I can perform devotion through milk. I drink milk and survive. No. Your boys up to 5 years age, they survive on milk. So they can get only prema is one. And that prema, when we have got desires, worldly material objects, how can we get? Ramayasa kurohayasa raja guna samadbhava mahasano mahapapma vidhyena mihabhaja. Kama krodha lobha moha. Kama desire, krodha anger, lobha greed. Moha, forgetfulness, mother, and I am ego, ego, matsarya, malice. These are the six enemies in us. If I conquer those six enemies only, I am eligible to go, enter the threshold of the Lord. If not, I will be. When we are free, they are all mukta jivas. They are all free from six enemies. And one who is free from six enemies, then really he approachable. He can grow, but then he can go. And embrace the Lord's lotus feet. What we want is Vaishnava. Who is a Vaishnava? Who is a Vaishnava? This is the question asked by Sanatana Goswami, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu at Kashi. So Sanatana Goswami was the Prime Minister of Husainsa Bansa, earning 10,000 golden coins a month. And Rupa Goswami also. Now Sanatana Goswami, the elder brother, and Mahaprabhu came there, and Mahaprabhu told them that you resign your post and come to Puri or Vrindavan and stay there. And at Vrindavan, there's a lot of work waiting for you. And then Sanatana Goswami said, Mahaprabhu, you are going to Vrindavan, and so many people, 1,000 people are following you. Vrindavan is very serene and sacred place. There are not human beings, no human. All are birds and beasts and trees and the flowers. That is Vrindavan. Now Vrindavan you find nothing. You find building everywhere, building. But then Mahaprabhu, when he came there, he has no place in Vrindavan to get food, bhiksha. Who will give bhiksha? None. No human being is there. The Mahaprabhu, between Vrindavan and Mathura, Lakrur Ghat, there are few huts. And there you used to give food to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his two followers daily. Mahaprabhu, from there, he daily walks to Yamritala. In Vrindavan there is a big tamarind tree. By the side of that tree, Yamuna is flowing. There he used to do Harinamam till 12 o'clock, from 7 to 12 o'clock. Alone. And after 12, he returns. Bath again. There, take bath. Because the sannyasi, first, second, and third, three baths. There, many people one day were coming to Vrindavan. Then Mahaprabhu asked everybody, where are you going? Sir, we are having darshan in the night in Kali Ghat. Kali Ghat, there Krishna gives darshan to all in the night. So we go and early in the morning. And early in the morning when they have returned, Mahaprabhu asks, have you seen Krishna? No, Krishna sir, what you have seen? A fisherman sitting, standing on a boat, a lamp on the bottom of the boat. At the edge of the boat, just there, to attract fish. And with a net, throwing and grabbing. No Krishna. And so many people are going. So, Balabhadra Bhattacharya, his assistant, Mahaprabhu's assistant, yeah. Because Mahaprabhu has to walk 3 miles or 4 miles. 4 miles. And so, more than that. Because from Vrindavan to Puri, very, very long distance, it must be 1200 miles. 1200 miles. And he now requested Mahaprabhu, please allow me to go and see Krishna and Vrindavan. Mahaprabhu laughing and said, you fellow, even Krishna is giving you darshan in this Kali Yuga, you will know the truth tomorrow. So now the even he heard that, so Krishna accepts a fisherman catching fish. Then realize, you see Krishna, he is seeing Krishna, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is no other than Krishna. And now he asked to explain in Vrindavan, the fisherman as Krishna. So this is Ganga Telikasa. Our people, if one says ho ho, all says ho. They doesn't know what is truth. They must know the truth. And now, Sanatana Goswami, he resigned his post, went, walked with Chaitan. Next morning, they came to the terminal. The top mountain. On the top of the mountain, there are a few huts. They are robbers. And Sanatana Goswami requested them to help him by giving people to cross the mountain in this night. Yes, we will give money. You take food, we shall give rice, dal and other things. And Sanatana Goswami, with his servant of Ishana, Ishan cook, went to Dushan. Now Mahaprabhu, devotee Sanatana Goswami, he knows why these robbers are so kind towards us. They have never seen me. They do not know why they are so kind. Immediately he could understand that these are all robbers. They give and light while sleeping, they will kill them and take away the amount. Now we ask Ishan, have you got any amount with you? I have no, a single type, nothing else. He said, I have got $7. $7? He gave those $7. So the leader of this gang said, well, take this. No, 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 we don't want. We know that your servant has got eight coins. You can keep it with you, or we'll help you without it. Then he is a prime minister, he knows, he can understand. But if you don't kill, others will come and kill for want of money. Now, he gave it to Sardar. Now he said, no sir, you told the truth, otherwise we would have killed both of you and the girl. Now we will never kill. No, no, you are. Then next morning, we asked he doesn't have got any more dolar with him, $1. Why did you not tell me? When I asked, you said 7. Yes, if I would have said 8, you would have given him 8. But what will you eat now? Morning warm some astha, something to your Brahman. It is for you only I have kept it. Very good. You tell them and you will go to your village. I will go. So he went and dressed there with the Muslim dress. Mahaprabhu was inside. Mahaprabhu just bring him from Rambla. Mahaprabhu to go, take him to Ganga, save him, remove this Muslim dress. Gave him Babaji dress, one cross. And that makes a dress. And he was not provided fruit in one place. He said, I will do madhukari. You have to do madhukari. And all I will order. I will maintain by Lord's grace. You go. He sent him off. Here he is. Mahaprabhu. Now Sanatana Goswami asked Mahaprabhu, Kyami kenu amai jare tapastroi. Kyami nahi buddhi koi chihitai. Jivan Sarup Hoy Krishna Nityaka. Thus, Bhedabheda Prakasa. Tatastasya Tibhedabheda Prakasa. So now there is no difference between Jiva and Jiva, the soul and the body. When we identify ourselves with this body, then we have got differences. When we realize that we are all one, then Atma is one. Atma has no birth, no death. Body has got birth. Body has death. As long as Atma stays in this body, we never understand, try to understand about the Atman, but we talk of all this body, and due to that we are afraid death. Well, not only afraid, we will die. But the conception of Atma that will never allow you to forget the Lord, and you need not be unhappy, you need not fear. Abhayam sarvada tasmin vlamyetat bhatam mama. If I surrender, he will help. Thereby I can understand what Atma is. This conception of Atma conception makes you free from the influence of Maya. Now the deluding potency, Maya. As long as we are under its influence, we will have differences. It is not easy to conquer Maya. So, now we must always take the shelter of a devotee, your devotee, and his advice and your practice. Our duty, consciousness, can be changed and then I will follow their ways of a Mahatma and a Vaishnava. Then through his advice I can understand who am I, and I will try to know by the blessings of this sacred master, guru. Then only I will do bhajan. Without that bhajan cannot be done. The Lord's blessing. I get the association of Bonafide Vaishnava, and through the assistance of that Vaishnava, I can realize Atman. Then I will practice it. Brahmanda bhramiti kuna bhagyavan ji guru krishna rasa prasada paya bhakti vata api. It is only that we are traveling throughout the world and that the blessings of spiritual master I can understand and I practice, follow it, and I can conquer the world. The material conception, and I can give up, I can have this Sri Maharaj Krishna conception, I can have. So, unless you want. This is a philosophy, this is a philosophy, that he is there. He will be a real Vaishnava. Not a dress makes a man Vaishnava. And worldly qualifications can make a Vaishnava.